Thank you so much for being on 1010 Winds, Governor. Where are we at now in terms of these outages?
It's good to be on, Susan. We're about 200,000 outages, dominantly in Monmouth, Ocean, and Burlington counties. Camden and Mercer counties also got nicked up. They're chopping through the outages, but, you know, folks obviously want to get back into business, and who could blame them? But this is an incredibly intense storm. Lots of trees down, which is the big source of the outages, and a lot of folks still without power. And, you know, this could go, I think a lot of the outages will get cured in the next day or so, but on the phones with each of the big providers, it could take through the end of the week or even the weekend in some cases.
Okay, so is there anything that's going to be done to help those folks who are not going to have their lights, they're not going to have their refrigerator, they're not going to have air conditioning for several days now? Is there going to be dry ice distribution, anything like that?
Yeah, so first of all, the bulk of the folks who are out should be back in based on what the companies are telling us in the next day or so. But my advice to everybody is always a couple of things. Number one, call 211, which is a great source for shelter and cooling and other services. 511 for traffic. If your power is out, don't assume your neighbor called it in. Call it in yourself. And please, God, if you see power lines that are down, not only call it in, but please don't go near them. We have a lot of down lines, particularly in Monmouth County today.
Now, I understand that JCP&L is getting help from PSE&G. What's happening with that?
So each of the providers are getting out-of-state help, and in PSE&G's case, out-of-country help, actually, from Canada. They've got about 500 non-New Jersey linemen and women coming in. JCP&L is about 800 from out-of-state. And you're absolutely right, Susan. JCP&L has many more out-of-state PSE&G. So PSE&G, when they're back up on their feet, will switch their folks over to help JCP&L get their outages down to zero.
How does it work with folks coming in from Canada? What do you have to do to make that happen?
It was not easy, but we got it done. We had to send a formal letter explaining exactly why they were coming in, and it did the trick, and they're on the way.
All right. Thank you to our neighbors from the north. Governor, please keep us posted on 1010 Winds with this situation. We appreciate you talking to us.
I sure will, Susan.
All right. Governor Phil Murphy.